Nothing at all. You know, our football stays the same. The science of it doesn't change. So, you know, coach calls a play, you know, just be where you're supposed to be. You know, I think Josh showed, you know, what he's capable of in this offense against Washington. It was fun, man. We had guys on the sideline, coaches just looking at each other like, man, this is awesome. This is the type of games we want to be in. Unfortunately, it didn't turn out in our best interest. So hopefully this week we can get it done. Yeah, Stoud is here. You know, Josh, he doesn't need anyone talking to him. He knows what he's supposed to do. He's a professional. He's probably the best number two that you can have. You know, he doesn't have a C on his chest, but he's definitely one of our captains. So, you know, there's no worry. There's definitely, you know, it's a difference from Josh and Jay. And it's going to take not just myself or Martellus, but it's going to take all of us as a team to get it done. You know, we're going in a pretty tough environment, and you know, but we're not going to lay down. You know, we still have a chance, and, you know, we're going to bring our best. Well, I mean, last year, especially that second game, you know, they rolled to me a lot and left Alshon one-on-one, and, you know, I think, you know, we got some bad calls that game, and Shields did a good job, but you know, I don't know if they're going to give Alshon one-on-ones this year either. You know, I mean, he's leading our team in receiving yards. He's been doing a lot of damage. So if they decide to take Alshon and myself out the game, you still have Martellus. Or they take Martellus and myself out the game, you have Alshon. So they have to pick the guy they're going to let beat him. And hopefully we step up to that challenge and get it done. Josh is Chad Pennington and Jay Cutler's Brett Favre. So it's like totally different. You know, if Chad Pennington – man, great teammate, awesome guy. We get on the field. I mean, you're not even 3 yards to your break point and the ball's already in the air. You know, Josh is going to, you know, have that ball in the air before you even turn your head. Jay has such a strong arm and, you know, he has room to play with as far as the timing goes. So Jay has just a special arm that I don't think many guys have in the NFL. No, I mean, both were effective. You know, the only difference is, you know, as a receiver, you have to really focus on getting your head around quick. That's it, you know. You know what type of game it's going to be. You know how he plays. So that's the only difference. I'm expecting him to be on the field against Green Bay. I'm not ruling out Green Bay. You know, I heard Coach Trestman talking about, you know, doctors and their diagnosis and talking all of that big talk. But you need to get Jay out there for Green Bay. But, you know, worst case scenario, we'll have him for the Lions. Because he's working hard. He's doing some things that has been around for some years now, but innovative. For me, I mean, everybody, you know, heals different. Body reacts different. And I remember playing against Chicago Bears when I was in Miami on Thursday Night Football and tearing my hamstring. He said 4 to 6 weeks. And I was back warming up on the field for Cleveland in 10 days. And it was Coach Sperano's decision to sit me, you know, just so, you know, on the safe side. And, you know, I came back and I was effective and able to help our team out. Yeah, I mean, I guess you charge up your battery a little bit, you know, maybe put some nitrous tanks on. I mean, no, it's still the same, man. It's every game, we approach every game the same way. You know, every game's a must win for us. You know, I mean, this is an important one. You know, definitely going against Green Bay. You know, you definitely want to win against those guys anytime you get the opportunity. But every game, you know, has the same approach. We have the same approach.